Alaska state troopers say they ended separate searches for two missing Southeast residents because they ran out of options. Spokeswoman Megan Peters says there's no more information on the whereabouts of Wrangell's Colin Bunis and Hyder's Kathleen Curry.
It gets to a point when you're searching for an individual where there's no evidence to show you that you're searching in the right place or that you're searching in the wrong place. It just gets to a standstill. And at some point, searches do have to end.
Wrangell's Bunis was reported overdue last Monday. The 25-year-old had planned a hiking and kayaking trip on the Stikine River and one of its tributaries. Searchers found his kayak in a logjam, as well as some of his gear, but Peter says no other evidence turned up.
They were doing aerial searches, they were searching on the ground, and they were also doing water searches. We were searching for every possibility. We were searching for the possibility that he made it out of the water and was attempting self-rescue to hike out. We were searching for the possibility that he never made it out of the river as well.
Bunis, an Army National Guard sergeant, was an experienced hiker and kayaker. He last reported his whereabouts Friday, June 22nd, using a location device. The search for Curry, age 60, began Monday, June 25th, after Hyder residents reported her missing.
It's a very large area, and with not finding any signs of an individual to tell you to keep looking in one area versus another area, it's not conducive to a search environment. We need to find something to tell us we're on the right trail.
Both searchers were called off on Friday afternoon.